You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to speak on the phone this afternoon to B.D. Watkins, whose documentary, Parallel, the documentary, will be featured at an evening of diversity Saturday at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so awesome.
So I don't want you to spoil the documentary necessarily for those who will see it, but it's a really intriguing and short synopsis. It just says it chronicles your stay at Paducah's historic African-American hotel, the Hotel Metropolitan, while being celebrated at the country's only all-lesbian film festival, Cinema Sisters. So can you put me in your headspace as you're making this documentary?
Absolutely. We didn't intend to make the documentary as it was. When we came to Paducah, it was the first year of the film festival, and we were just documenting that it was the first year of the film festival and that we were coming. We didn't really realize what we were walking into until I got to Paducah, and we realized what Hotel Metropolitan really was. And then we realized that I was the only African-American filmmaker in the festival the first year.
And so what kind of themes or feelings do you explore throughout this documentary?
Celebration, more so than anything. It's the understanding of being able to be in so many different communities at once and to be able to celebrate it in the intersectionality of it all.
So where are you from, BD?
I currently live in Las Vegas, but I'm from Buffalo, New York.
So let me ask you, was it surprising for you, I guess, first to learn that the first all-lesbian film festival was in Paducah? And what was your impression of Paducah when you got here?
I had never even heard of Paducah. So absolutely, it was surprising that something of, you know, of course, when you're in the first of anything, you don't really realize what it means. But, yeah, it was definitely a shock that this is where I was coming to, of all places, for the first all-lesbian film festival. And I love Paducah. I love the river town of it. I love what downtown looks like. I love the feel of it. Every time I've been there, it's been nothing but beautiful.
In Hotel Metropolitan, those in this region know it as a real historical treasure. There have been so many great musicians and other luminaries to stay there. I mean, it may sound corny, but can you kind of feel that sense of history when you're there?
Yes. The very first moment Miss Betty explained to us where we were, and staying in there was beyond amazing, especially knowing such the deep history as a female African-American woman. Because it's like you have this black woman who started this hotel for the very reason why we were there, for performers to come to Paducah and showcase their art, whether it was music or anything else. So then all these years later, here I come to be the first in this particular festival and to still stay there. It fills you with a feeling that's almost indescribable, because all the people that stayed there prior to me and the history of it was building up to the exact same thing that I came to do.
When did you finish Parallel?
Well, we finished filming that, you know, the last day of the film festival. And the very last scene of the festival is the very last scene that we filmed before we got on the road. And editing probably was done within a month, because I remember we had a screening here in Las Vegas at the end of October, and we left there September 11th.
Well, what has been the reaction to the film during the screenings?
People loved it. People loved the ability to relate to it, because a lot of the things that I discuss, people think about, but they don't always say out loud, or they don't even understand it. So a lot of the conversation after the different screenings has just been, it was informational. It was wild to see it from a different lens. They appreciate it more so than anything.
So, are you coming back? Are you going to be here this weekend as well when this film shows?
Actually, yes. I'll be there. I get there Friday.
Well, Are you going to have a question and answer session afterwards, or will you be available for people to speak to?
Yes, we myself, Laura, and Miss Betty, since all of us are in the movie, we'll all be there to do a Q&A at the end.
Do you see yourself as a role model for maybe either lesbian or women or African-American filmmakers, or maybe all of the above, or are you just an artist making your art day by day?
I've heard I was one. Do I consider myself one? No, because I guess I set myself, I have a higher, you know, bar of what that should look like. But if I take myself out of that, I do understand that I've done a lot. And to someone who hasn't maybe done as much, I could be a role model.
And what do you have creatively coming up on the horizon?
Oh, goodness. I have 5 projects, literally, that I'm in the middle of. I have a full-length documentary that I'm in the middle of. I have a feature film that is in pre-production. I have a short film that we film at the end of April that's in pre-production. That's 1, 2, 3. I have a feature that I'm writing, and I have another feature that I've been hired to rewrite. All of that is happening within the next 2 months.
Goodness gracious. Is there a place online that people interested in your work could find out more about the stuff you're doing?
Yes, I have a website. It's my name. It's www.bdaniellewatkins.com. And the majority of my work that is available to the public is accessible on my website.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today, and we look forward to your coming back to the area this weekend.
Thank you so much for even speaking with me. This was super dope, and I'm excited to come back.
Cool. Absolutely my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
B.D. Watkins, her film Parallel the Documentary will be featured Saturday evening at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah as part of an evening of diversity. You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. Just ask your smart speaker to play WKMS.